You're just seconds away from a small business spotlight featuring the founder of Young G's barbecue sauce. Gerald Young is a veteran who says he wants to give back to the nation that gave him a great opportunity, and he's doing it one jar at a time. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of Oasis, a paychecks company that's all about helping businesses grow by handling your HR functions. Do what you do best, and Oasis will do the rest. Learn more at oasisahr.com.
A proud sponsor of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. We are with an entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Gerald Young, and he is a barbecue sauce king in the greater Des Moines metro and beyond now. We're going to learn a little bit more about his business, what he does, and why he's doing it in just a moment. Gerald, welcome to the Business News Hour. So nice to have you here, sir.
Thank you very much, Mike, for having me.
So tell us a little bit about you, sir. You're from where originally?
I'm originally from Waterloo, Iowa. I started in Waterloo. Joined the service in 1999 as far as National Guard.
What'd you do in the Guard?
I was a fuel handler in the Guard.
Yeah?
And
did you make it overseas?
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, I ended up in 2003 going overseas to protect our country.
Yeah, and a fuel handler, if I have that correct, those are the guys that are driving those trucks around?
Actually, within our military, which has been changed now, we use JP-8 fuel. And we was in charge of the JP-8, 1,250,000 gallons of fuel. We had to top off all military equipment, you know, from the aircraft up to the ground.
Right. Wow. A lot of stuff, huh?
Well, it was very, very intense. And then there's a lot to...
The wrong spark goes someplace, and we got troubles.
Well, when I signed my name, it was very important for me to act upon, you know, my country.
Yeah. His name is Gerald Young, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Young G's Barbecue Sauce. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Where did this idea to get you as an entrepreneur, where did that come from? So you grew up in Waterloo, you joined the National Guard, you go overseas. And then you come back, and you think, hey, I got to do something different?
Well, my mom and dad is out of Illinois, University Park, Illinois.
Sure.
And I, back and forth, and they realized that I decided to, you know, move away from Illinois to better my life,
right.
You know, as far as educational-wise. And I was in a community college at Hamilton College, which is now Kaplan now.
Mm-hmm.
And... I experienced the traveling overseas and to protect my country, and it didn't work out well, you know, on certain parts of us fighting the war.
Right. Yeah, that it didn't. Well, you came back, and then how did you get the bug to become an entrepreneur?
Well, I had several of my soldiers, you know, which was four of us. You know, and we had a little downtime, and, you know, when we meet people in the military, they're from all countries.
Sure.
I apologize, countries as well as, you know, different states of the United States.
Right.
And we got to know each other, and we had a chance to bond with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided, you know, once we get home, what are we going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? We fight in the war if we make it home.
All right.
I mean, this is something that, you know, you think about when you're over there.
Absolutely.
You know, we're across the water. This is what we have to stand up to do. And we all decided, well, we're going to start our own business.
Okay, so there you are, overseas, Iraq?
Afghanistan.
All right, okay, you're in Afghan. And so you're thinking to yourself, okay, what we're going to do to better our lives when we get out of the service is we're going to start businesses.
Yes.
All right. And that's starting a business, as you well know, Gerald, is
the fastest way to make money or lose money? One of the two.
I realize it's just taking a chance.
Yeah.
You know, taking a chance. And what I've acknowledged of returning home, that I thank you guys, and I mean it from my heart, you know, for your tax dollars with the programs that you all, which is, you know, the senators, congressmen, you know, they set for us military service members to, you know, better our life after seeing, you know, as much as we have seen, you know, to come back home and live back the normal way of life.
Right. All right. So let's talk about your business a little bit. You come back from the service. You've made a pact with your buddies over there and say, hey, let's all start a business of some kind. And you fall off into the barbecue sauce world.
Yes.
All right. So tell us the history of the recipe with regard to Young G's barbecue. So where did that come from?
Well, my dad was making it for, and my family, actually, my family was making this a certain barbecue sauce for over 20 years.
Really? Yeah.
Yes, and it's just been a family recipe. My uncle, he was the chief of police over in University Park, Illinois. And my dad used to cook for a lot of, you know, offices, you know, for those
sure.
guys. And I said, Dad, what are we going to do with this product? You know, well, son, I tell you.
Right. Now, what are we going to do?
I tell you, I'll keep making it. We'll keep making people happy.
Okay.
And I got injured.
But you weren't selling it then, were you?
No.
So this is just like a family thing, and you'd cook for folks, and your father would, and maybe give some of this away for gifts and those kinds of things?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, and just make people happy.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
And when I have, I got injured in Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
and I returned home, and my dad gave me the basics of the recipe.
Uh-huh.
And I said, thank you, Dad. It was his way of thanking me for serving our
sure.
country.
Uh-huh.
And I say, well, thank you, Dad. I've did a lot of research, on behalf of disabled veterans. What kind of programs we have to help us go back to school, get an education, become entrepreneurs.
Right.
And I found the EBV program, Entrepreneurs, you know, boot camp for veterans entrepreneurs.
Right.
And that's housed out of Syracuse University. They sent me to school to educate myself and to get knowledge on business.
Sure.
Which is Purdue University. I graduated from Purdue University. It's called Business School, Krennic Business School, you know, for mm-hmm. entrepreneurs. We had a lot of entrepreneurs, millionaires, throwing this education at us. As we are already trained, it's time to work. We're in the field. There's no room for no mistakes. And I acknowledge that from the training that the military has given me. And I said, well, I'm gonna take it and run with it. I decided to tweak the product.
Okay, so you took the recipe and you started to work a little of your own magic on it.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, yes. And I made sure that it was healthy for all consumers.
Okay.
And I did my research. I did my research and I looked at diabetics, people with celiac disease,
uh-huh.
and high blood pressure, and found out that this is something is for people to last within a condiment. You know, they can enjoy a condiment with no high fructose corn syrup.
So let's break that down just a little bit. I would suspect in most condiments that are out there, they do have high fructose corn syrup. That would be bad for folks who are gluten intolerant, wouldn't it?
High fructose corn syrup is bad for diabetics.
Diabetics, yeah, yes. that's true.
Yes.
Salt.
Sodium.
Yeah.
Sodium, and you call it salt. Well, very good. Sodium is bad for the African American or
high blood pressure.
I mean, high blood pressure, and there are certain people in life that cannot have gluten products as well.
Right.
You know, they may not realize of a disease is called celiac.
And, yeah,
celiac.
Right, and that's an abdominal issue.
That's an abdominal issue. And I decided when I was making a product, let's make something that everyone can enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are today.
Yeah. All right, so you've been in production a number of years now, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And since what year?
2006? 7 years.
Okay.
7 years I've been in production.
Yeah. And how have you been able to grow your business? Tell us that story. How did this start? Who first said, okay, Gerald Young, we believe in your product, we'll take it on and start selling it? Who was the first person that said, yeah, we'll take it on?
Well, after the, you know, learning the from the Iowa Economic Development Authority, vocational rehab, I believe in my product, and I started knocking on doors of Hy-Vee food chain stores. I go to the manager, and I go to the store director. Give it a chance. And now that the chance has been made, we have a lot of consumers that really enjoy, you know, healthy products.
So our friends in West Des Moines, Iowa, were some of the first people that said, yeah, okay, go.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, one of the interesting things about Hy-Vee, and we've had several of their people on the broadcast in the past, is that they are really partial to products that are made in Iowa.
Yes, they are.
And which is good for you.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. They also are very, you know, interested in, you know, American veterans.
Yeah.
You know, how we, you know, come back and do things to benefit our community and our country.
Now, your barbecue sauce, Young G's, ladies and gentlemen, that's the name of it. Your barbecue sauce is available, obviously, at Hy-Vee. Where else?
Well, we have it in Hy-Vee. We have it in Sam's Club.
Okay.
We have it in Whole Foods, Fairway Stores.
Sure.
And also on Amazon e-commerce. You know, we work in, you know, and we.
I get it.
We had a chance to put it in, you know, Amazon. We're international now. We have crossed the water on behalf of the Iowa Economic Development Authority, our U.S. Ambassador, former Governor Terry Branstad, is very interested in Young G's product to have it in
China.
In China.
Yeah, there you go. President Xi Jinping, I can see it now. He's going to be standing there holding a bottle of Young G's barbecue sauce as he sees Chairman Kim in North Korea next week.
Yes.
No doubt that's what's going to happen, right?
That's what's going to happen. And I've traveled to China several times, and they love the product.
Good. We're talking with Gerald Young, ladies and gentlemen. He is the founder of something called Young G's Barbecue Sauce. When you were starting out, were you making this on your own? I mean, sitting in your kitchen?
In fact, I did.
Yeah.
In fact, I did. I received the recipe, the basics of the recipe.
From your dad.
Mm-hmm. And I say, well, I got to change some things here.
But you were doing it on this kitchen stove in the house, right?
Yes, I were.
Yeah, yeah. You know, this my good friends at Tres Mendes Salsa. It's a salsa, a couple of brothers, and that's exactly where they started. You know, they started making this stuff, and they're all in these grocery stores as well, you know, doing very well.
And we'll make it so ironic, you know, as we start within our kitchen, here we are, out the trunk of our car.
Okay. I get
Let's
it.
Go
I...
present this product
Take it out of the trunk of the
take
car.
Take it out of the trunk of the car.
Give it a
chance.
Right,
you know? And FDA approved, you know, I mean, we have the certificates, and here we are.
So let's fast forward to now. Your company's grown. You're not making this on your kitchen sink any longer, in your kitchen any longer. Talk to us a little bit about production. Where does that take place at?
Well, production, I exported out.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
and as I was, you know, educated upon, you can't do it by yourself. Okay.
No, you can't.
Exactly what I've done, exported out to production companies.
Yeah.
And me being the owner of the recipe, and you know the NDA, non-disclosure agreement.
Sure.
You know.
Now is that? Let me ask you this: from that standpoint, you've got to have a lot of trust in the people that you're working with that are creating the product for you.
Yes.
Because it's got to go according to your specifications, and you've got to protect your livelihood by keeping the recipe. Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about it, as I mentioned with the EBV program, part of the EBV program is that we have attorneys for life of our business.
Yeah.
And there are DLA Piper. And if you have a law firm, you are protecting throughout the world, around the world, American veterans business for life.
Intellectual
That's a gift,
property.
And I thank you guys for it as well.
Intellectual property opportunities are, you know, something that we have to obviously be wary of. Gerald Young, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about Young G's barbecue sauce. How are you marketing this now? I mean, now that you've got production facilities and you're in several states, Iowa, Nebraska, where else? Minnesota?
Well, I started doing my own promotions,
yeah.
You know, as far as Hy-Vee stores, Fairway stores.
No, you got to do it.
And I go out, set up a nice table, you know, speak with people.
Sure.
You know, allow the people to taste the product and just fly off my table. I acknowledge how it is a good product. I mean, I really acknowledge how things have went for that. And I asked the distributors, are you willing to take this product and distribute it while I can focus on other
sure. So you're in a three-tier distributor program. So you're the manufacturer, then you have distributors.
Yes.
Okay, wholesale.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, got it.
And it was a great experience.
It was, wasn't it?
It's a tough experience.
It is.
Don't get me wrong. It's a tough experience. I work with Hy-Vee distributors, and what they have done was not build a platform.
Right.
You have distributors that build a platform on your product.
Right.
And when I am blessed now to have a distributor, Bryn Mawr, have built a platform on this product. Tasted the product, loved the product. Now we're in a position to move the product.
Right. Yeah, because you've got some exterior help.
Yes.
Understand totally.
Yes.
Let's talk just, and I don't want you to divulge anything here for us, Gerald, but when we're talking about something like barbecue sauce, you know, I don't know. I profit margin, is it all about quality, or quantity, rather? I understand quality, but is it all about quantity? You got to sell a hell of a lot of this stuff to be able to make a living?
Yeah, well, actually, no. My goal within my business of Young G's barbecue sauce is to get it in the mouths of the people of a healthy product that we have not had in condiments many years.
Right. So this,
many years.
So this is where you're kind of separating yourself from other condiments, that this has got a healthy kick to it.
That's correct.
Yeah. So as a standalone, that would make sense.
Yes,
yeah.
And has a great taste. As
it's got to taste good, right?
Well, I also, you know, will let people know about the gluten free of it. And it's a glazing product.
Yeah.
And it caramelizes.
So you can use it as a well, you said caramelized, so that it's got that stickiness to it.
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah.
No high fructose corn syrup.
Ah.
Makes a difference. It will not burn.
There you go.
And another,
it's got sugar in it.
No, it doesn't have. It has cane.
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 All right.
The cane sugar makes a difference. Mm-hmm. We grow the sugar with cane sugar. Corn syrup, let's use it for the gas.
Use it for the gas. Don't put it in your food, ladies and gentlemen. I understand.
I like you, Mike.
His name is Gerald Young,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. It is called Young's Barbecue Sauce.
Young G's.
Young G's Barbecue Sauce.
Yes.
And we've been having a conversation about his entrepreneurial spirit as he moves on. So what's next for Young G's Barbecue Sauce? What's on the growth mode for you?
Well, I have opportunity at this time to go after ConAgra. A lot of people may not know, but ConAgra make Hunts.
Yeah.
H-U-N-T-S.
Yeah.
Not Heinz.
ConAgra makes a lot of stuff.
Well, and what I acknowledge through my experience in China, that's the only product that's in China. It's
really?
American product of Hunt's. We're gonna set up a presentation to meet with Hunt's and to find out if they're interested for this line, not to take away from their line, but to add to it.
All right, that brings up another interesting question, Gerald. Lots of times entrepreneurs build something so that they can sell it, okay? What about you? Are you in it? Are you going to be in this 5, 10, 15 years? Is this your gig? Or would you sell it?
Well, actually, this is a lifetime for me.
Yeah.
This is a very much lifetime. Get it in the mouths of the people. And I will continue to come out and share with our fellow soldiers as well that the programs are very well available for us where we can, if I can do it, they can do it.
Yeah, everybody can do it.
Yeah.
Gerald Young, ladies and gentlemen, is Young G's Barbecue Sauce. Thank you, brother. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me.
Once again, that was entrepreneur Gerald Young from Young G's Barbecue Sauce. We will have links to his website up on our radio blog so you can maybe find out more about his product and eat good, for crying out loud. After all, he says it's good for you. Well, that about wraps up another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us associated with the Business News Hour. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For Gerald Young and all of our staff, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.